This is the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast, episode number 68. And on this episode, we are talking about evergreen versus live launches. We're going to talk about what's the truth about which one's better, how do you know which one you should use in your business, and really, we're going to cover the pros and cons of each one because I love live launches and I love my evergreen launches. So if you've got a product, service, or program that you're looking to get out into the world, but you don't know exactly which way you want to do it, this episode's for you. So stay tuned.
Hey there, you're listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. My name is Zach Spuckler, and on this show, we talk about how to go from passionate side hustler to full-time online business owner with tips, tricks, and interviews to help you take it to the next level. Let's do it.
Welcome to another episode of the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast, and I'm pretty excited for this episode because we recently reached out to my audience, as I talked about in the last episode, and asked for some feedback on what you guys want to learn more about. And interestingly enough, one question that came up that just really struck me as important to talk about is, should I be launching my product live or should I do an evergreen launch? And I wanted to do an episode where I talk about this because the reality is that sometimes each one comes with its own kind of flashing light of attraction, if you will. When you do an evergreen launch, there's all these thoughts of like, wow, it's going to be passive. And we think of sales funnels. And then you think of launches and you think of these big influxes of cash. And you see those big people doing like six-figure launches. And they each kind of have their own siren's call, if you will, that makes them more appealing. But which one is really better for your business? Well, I want to talk to you today about what an evergreen is, what a live launch is, get to the real fundamentals of each one, and help you decide for your next product, service, or program which one's right for you. So let's start by talking about what is a launch and what is an evergreen product or an evergreen launch. A launch is when you have a limited window of time that you're pushing your product or service out into the world for people to act on. And that time limit doesn't necessarily mean limited enrollment, right? So what that means is we have a limited period of time for people to either enroll in your product, to save a certain amount of money, to get a certain bonus, to join maybe a live run or a certain period of the class. But generally speaking, a launch is a limited time period for people to act on buying your product. I think the best way to explain it is with a real world example. So back earlier this year in February, I did a 5-day challenge for my product. We had a 5-day challenge, and then we had 7 days where the program was open for enrollment. Those are the only 7 days of that year that you were able to actually join the program, right? So that's a launch. We limited how people could join and what time period they could join within. Now, the flip side is with an evergreen product, enrollment is always open. So an example is my Facebook ads program. If you go to rockyourfbads.com, you'll see I have a $297 Facebook ads program that you can buy at any time. If you go to that page, it's available, it's for sale. So evergreen is quite simply, it can be bought at any time. Now there are some sort of modified evergreen launches, and we're going to talk about that as well, but you can set it up where, let's say, you might have a product that's always for sale, but new subscribers get a limited time offer on it, so they're kind of in their own evergreen launch. So there's live launches, evergreen launches, and evergreen products, right? And they're all very similar, but slightly different. And so let's get into, how do you know with your product or service which one you should do? The big thing is that you always start with a live launch. I don't care how well you think your product is going to sell, how much your audience told you they wanted it. It does not matter. You always, always, always start with a live launch. There's a ton of reasons for this, but quite honestly, we're going to get into this, but evergreen products and evergreen launches convert lower. They just do. And so you have to make sure that before you ever try to evergreen a product or you ever try to make a product where it's going to be for sale in perpetuity, you need to make sure that it's something people actually buy. So a live launch really is the litmus test before you can ever go into an evergreen product. You want to make sure that you know how to position the product, how to sell the product. Because if you go to evergreen the product and you've never sold it before, you don't really know, is it my funnel that's not working? Is it my automation? Is it my ad? Like, you're running blind and you're trying to sell something that there's really no urgency or scarcity to buy. Now, with a launch, if you can sell your product successfully in a live launch, then you know people like this product. You know your positioning is tight and you've got scarcity working on your side to kind of move people into action. So once you get a successful live launch, then you can move into an evergreen product. So I want to kind of start this episode by saying, like, here's what a live launch is, here's what an evergreen launch is, and an evergreen product. You always start with a launch, but once you launch once, then the question becomes, okay, do I want to automate the sale of this product, or do I not want to automate the sale of this product? Do I want to keep launching it live? So let's talk about the pros and cons of a live launch. Now, I personally love live launches. I think there's just nothing like them. They are so fun. They create massive reach and impact and engagement with your audience. Like, I just love live launches, but of course, they come with their own pros and cons. So let's talk about, like, is a live launch right for you, okay? First thing you need to know, with a live launch, the very nice thing is that you create a large influx of cash. So when I'm launching, I'm bringing in multiple sales all at once. So if we go back to that example from February, I had a 5-day challenge, and then for 7 days, I was actively selling, you know, in volume, a $1,000 course. And so over the course of, you know, 7 days, we did over $170,000 in sales. Now, we can't go do that every single week, but we do create a massive influx of cash when we're doing a traditional launch. Now, a huge asterisk on that is that obviously we planned it and we knew our offer worked. This was another live launch we'd done. This wasn't the first time we'd ever launched the product. But the big takeaway isn't that, oh, you have to like get your launches to these places. It's that they are these big, quick hits of cash, not really like a long-term income strategy, right? So if you were going to build your business entirely on launches, let's say you're going to do 4 launches a year, which would be, you know, a decent amount. 4 big launches every year means every launch you do needs to be generating enough money to support you for about a quarter, right? Because if you're going to launch once a quarter, you need that money to support your business, assuming you're not doing anything else. But let's face it, when you get started, you start with one product, one service, one offering. And if you're launching it, that's where you get your big influx of cash, right? Now, the second thing that's really nice about launches is while they bring in a huge influx of cash, they also make it a lot easier to get people to move into action, right? I just told you earlier on this recording that my Facebook ads course is available for $297 right now if you go over to rockyourfbads.com. The reality is, this episode will not generate a ton of sales of that product. Even though I talked about it, even though I gave the link, even though I drove people to it, there's no reason really to buy it now versus tomorrow versus next month. It's got the same price, it's got the same offer, so there's no driving force to make you buy it now. With a live launch, there's a limited window to either save money or enroll. And the reality is, deadlines move people into action. If you've ever talked to a sales coach or you've listened to any sales training, successful people in sales will tell you if there's no deadline or there's no reason or there's no time frame for people to take action, they just wait. They assume they have all the time in the world. They assume that everything's going to work out for them, and they wait. They wait and they wait and they wait, and they don't jump on your offer. But with the launch, they know, hey, if I don't enroll by Sunday, I'm not going to get in the program. And so it lights a fire under them not to buy. And I think this is a really important distinction, because sometimes people get a little like, well, I don't want to launch because it's aggressive, or it's, you know, people are going to get mad that I'm forcing them to make a decision. You're not forcing them to buy. You're forcing people into a place where they have to make a decision. That's all, right? we don't have like massive sales. It's not like, wow, 80% of people buy in our launch because there's a deadline. No, no, no. It's that hopefully 80% of people are making a decision in our launch because there's a deadline. And that's very hard to replicate inside of an evergreen offer. So having that deadline really pushes people into actions. And then finally, you know, the last thing to think about with the launch is it's kind of one and done. And you just have to set everything up once and profit on it once. And then you also have that content to reuse in a future launch. So we had our first ever launch of my product, the Five-Figure Challenge. It did really, really well for us. And we just took that launch content and we've been tweaking it and reworking it over and over and over again for our future launches. So we don't have to go back through and reinvent the wheel if something doesn't work. Rather, we can create a really nice launch process, collect a lot of data while we're launching in real time, and then we augment the way that we do our future launches. So we love launching because every time we do it, we're collecting new data to improve the next launch. So it's like if you launch right now and you make 10,000, you can easily learn how to make your next launch 20, then 40, then 60, then 100. And it really does scale up like that. And to kind of paint the picture in a very theoretical way, my first ever launch was about $2,000, my first ever successful launch at Heart, Soul, and Hustle. And now our most recent launch was over $170,000 in sales. So there is this very steady growth with launches, and that's something that I love as well. You can, over time, improve and refine your process so that you're actually generating way more sales when you do have these big influxes of cash. Now let's talk about some of the cons of a big launch. Number one, if you want a big launch, you need a big budget. You need to be able to spend money on advertising and outreach to make your launch work. Now, that's not to say if you've got a limited budget that you can't launch, but I can tell you from personal experience, I hear all the time that people want to have big, you know, multiple five or even six figure launches, and they want to go big and they want to do it all. And they have such a great product, but that requires money. Okay. If you go back, we'll link it up in the show notes, but I unpacked my $170,000 launch and I talked about how we had multiple five figures in costs. And that's not to scare you away from big launches, but that's, I want people to understand that you don't just go like, wow, my product's so great, I'm going to put it on there, put a cart close date on there, and then everybody's going to want it. You have a limited window of time to attract all of these eyes to your content. And for us, that means we need an ads person. We need someone helping me manage the launch. It's not quite as simple as, okay, cart opens on Monday, cart closes on Sunday, and my product is so good that people are just going to buy it. You need the ability to drive traffic, and that comes with either money or having really great affiliates. Both take a lot of time, effort, and really energy to generate within your business. The second big con of a massive launch is the amount of planning that goes into it. So we're planning for our launches anywhere from 8 to 12 weeks in advance. We start writing content, developing ads, working on our copy, developing our sales page, reaching out to existing customers to collect testimonials or people who are beta members to get testimonials from them. Right? You can't just kind of like wake up one day and be like, oh, I'm going to launch in 2 weeks, right? You can, and I used to do it, but it's really going to limit your abilities. If you want to have like a really successful launch, you're talking about anywhere from 2 to 3 months of really planning out the details. What emails go out when? How do you want them to go out? You know, right now, as I'm recording this, this is part of a pre-launch strategy we have for future launches, right? This specific episode may not be related to our future launches, but it's laid out in our pre-launch calendar. So we know, hey, how does this episode that I'm laying out right now, how does this play into our goal of launching our products, right? Where does this fit in? And we get really intense. What emails are going out? How are those emails going out? Are we doing podcasts? What kind of events do we have leading up to it? Are we going to do podcast interviews? Are we going to do live streams? What emails do we want to send out around the launch? What dates do we want to run our challenges or our webinars, right? It's not as simple as, hey, here's my freebie and I want people to opt in. It gets more complex. And with complexity comes the requirement for planning. Now, you might be sitting there going, I've launched before without making a big plan. And I'm not saying that it's not possible. What I'm saying is that in order to have these big, glamorous launches that we kind of idolize, if you will, you do have to plan, and you have to plan extensively, and it takes time, and it takes months, and the payout is massive, but it takes time, right? The last thing that I want to kind of talk about is, we already talked about this a little bit with launches, but you also need to understand that when you're launching, you don't really have a stable income. I really hate using the word unstable, but I think that this is the kind of best way to explain it. And I want to tell you very briefly an anecdote that I think will kind of help this. So just over a year ago, I was at a mastermind in New York, and I was talking with one of the guests that my mentor had brought in, one of his good friends. And I was talking about how in my business, everything felt very unstable. And at that point in time, we were operating where a good chunk of our revenue was just from live launches, right? And I was telling him, hey, you know, I just feel like we're unstable. Like, what if a launch goes bad? Are we going to go under? What's going to happen? Now, the reality was about 80 to 90% of this was all mental fear. My business was very stable. We had the cash. So I like to lay that out. But emotionally and mentally, doing a launch-based model was stressing me out. Like, every launch was make or break, or so it felt like it. And when I say unstable, I know people who are running really successful businesses that are almost entirely launch-based. Like, they launch, that's their money, that's it, right? But for me, it made me feel very unstable. And so when you're doing like an evergreen product that's always for sale, if you can be generating sales every single day of an evergreen product, you kind of have this cash flow stability, right? It's not a big hit of money that has to sustain you for a while. It's a small, steady stream of money. And that's a big difference between launches and evergreen products. Now, the flip side of this, and the reason I share this little story with you, is that there are ways to make launches more stable. And something that we started doing was a 6-term payment plan. So when we launch our product, we have a 6-month payment option. Now, that's great. It's awesome, right? Because we're going to get paid for 6 months on a product. It creates stability where I'm getting a smaller, steady stream of payments over 6 months. But it's also unstable in that we now have to have a collection system. What if someone's card expires? What if someone changes their card? What if their card is low limit, or even if it's high limit, and they max it out and they don't pay it off before our bill hits and we don't get paid, right? So launching is this kind of double-headed beast where it's like it can be this quick influx of cash, or it can be a steady stream of cash, but either way, it kind of comes with string attached in terms of how stable it makes you feel with your cash flow. And so launching is great. It brings in lots of cash, but you have to check, like, am I somebody who really just wants stability in my business, or am I somebody who wants, you know, and I guess, again, stability is a relative term, but do you want stability of your cash flow, or do you want high hits of cash that kind of let you live like a king or a queen for a short period of time, and then you have to repeat that? And again, it all really comes down to preference, but again, one more time, because I really want to stress this point, you do have to go through this process of launching at least once before you go evergreen to make sure your product actually sells. So, quick recap, the nice thing about launches is it's a larger influx of cash, you've got scarcity working towards you, and you've got less going on in that you can create content once and duplicate it going forward to continue to have successful launches. The big cons are you have a limited window of time that you have to drive leads, which ultimately leads to the need for money and affiliates and connections to really create growth in a launch. You also have much more extensive planning than you do with an evergreen product, and it creates kind of instability in your cash flow depending on how you do it. And we went into the details of that. So again, please know that I'm not saying a launch-based model is not stable. Rather, I'm saying it creates this sense of instability because every launch is really relevant for the growth of your business. So now let's move into an evergreen. What are the pros and cons of evergreen, and how do you know if you want to do that after a successful launch? So let's just dive into the pros and cons of an evergreen launch. And I want to start by saying evergreen launches really paint the picture of passive income. But passive income still requires active promotion and work. if you create a really awesome funnel, you still have to keep an eye on it. You still have to watch what's happening, right? We are running a few evergreen funnels right now. We're testing one out right now to see how it converts with my audience, but we still have to have someone driving traffic, right? We have to run the ads to push people into our promotion. We have to go in and check it every couple of months to make sure it's still converting. We have to go in and make sure the money we're spending is turning into paid products, right? There's this conception or this belief out there, this misconception, if you will, that if you create a funnel or an evergreen product, that like that's the secret to wealth. And there's so much more that goes into it. There really, really is. And what I want you to understand is that you have to really be able to head around the fact that if you want passive income, it really comes in the form of creating systems that someone can watch, keep an eye on for you. Okay. So I just want to lead in by saying this passive income dream with evergreen products is not quite as glamorous as it looks at first glance. So let's start with the pros though, right? After that kind of Debbie Downer, let's talk about the pros, right? First thing, you get more stability. And when we have our promotions, like right now we have a couple of funnels that we're running. We're testing one right now with Facebook Messenger bots. We have a training that we sell that teaches you how to run Facebook Messenger bots. And we're testing out a evergreen funnel right now. And our funnel is people sign up for a freebie, we send them a series of emails, and it pitches our product. So that's great. As of right now, we're driving new people into that every single day. And once we get to the point where we kind of want it, we'll be putting our paid offer in front of anywhere from, you know, 15 to 30 people a day. And it might be a little higher or lower. We're just testing out this funnel, so we might push more traffic into it. But the nice thing is, every single day, because we've automated our emails, we've automated our opt-in, as long as we are driving traffic to our free offer, we are putting our paid offer in front of people every single day. And if you're selling or pitching every single day, you should be selling every single day. And so it creates more stability. So in our example, our products in our funnels range from like $97 to $297. If we sell one or two of those every day or every couple of days, we're creating a steady flow of revenue to our business in the amount of a couple thousand dollars every week. So it's not the massive $170,000 launch, but it's stable. It's more predictable revenue. And some people find that very, very appealing. So that's one of the big pros. The second big pro with an evergreen product or an evergreen funnel is that you're always building your list. So with a launch, you drive a bunch of traffic to a launch mechanism, meaning like a webinar, a challenge, right? You drive a bunch of people to sign up for something, and a launch builds your list really quick, right? Our last launch, we generated like thousands of leads in just a couple of weeks, which is awesome. But then in between launches, you just kind of have to spend money and hope that those leads generate some sales in the next launch. Well, when you're driving people into an evergreen product with like a funnel, you don't have that kind of fear, right? Our goal is to be profitable with all our funnels, but we're also driving traffic to all of our content every single day. So think about that. To walk you through what happens, people sign up for a free 15-minute training on bots, and then we're going to send them a series of emails that pitch our paid product, but we're starting at a freebie. So in order to sell our product to them, they first have to give us their name and email and start to build our list. So even if our funnels are breaking even or doing just okay, we're also generating this massive list of interest of people who care about my business and what I teach that I can use in future launches. So when you stack having an evergreen promotion on top of having live launches in your business, you now have a steady source of lead generation. So when you're saying like, how do I reach more people? How do I reach more people? One of the best ways is to get a passive promotion in place, because we are now generating leads and growth every single day in our business without having to worry about it. We don't have to say like, oh, how are we going to get more people on our list today? Well, we're driving them into our evergreen products with a funnel, So we just run ads, and every day the reach will expand in the business, which is very nice and very predictable. Finally, the last big benefit of running an evergreen promotion, at the end of the day, it really does create this passive income. So whether I go to work today or tomorrow, my product is going to be sold or offered for sale to people, right? And I want to get super clear. I'm not saying that in your business, you're going to make a sale every single day with a funnel. That's the goal, right? But you're putting your product out there for sale every single day. And I think if you have like a long, hard conversation with yourself and say like, am I personally putting my product for sale out in front of 20 to 30 people a day? No, you can see the massive benefit to having an evergreen sales funnel, right? Because if your product is now being pitched for sale every single day automatically, whether you're selling or not, you are automating a huge piece of your business because pitching and sales are the lifeblood of your business. I don't care what you do. I don't care if you're a service, if you're a coach, if you sell courses, if you're a consultant. At the end of the day, you have to sell to get paid, and you have to get paid to be running a thriving business. So you can really see that there's massive power in an evergreen sales funnel or promotion. Now, the big cons of running passive revenue or passive income sales or funnels, however we have decided at this point we want to talk about it, is number one, you get lower conversions. That's just a fact. You know, if you're converting in a live launch at like 6%, you might be converting in your funnel that mirrors that same launch at 2-3%. We find that when you remove the live elements that come with a launch, it's just naturally live and more engaging and real deadlines. People don't convert as highly. So yeah, you're going to be pitching your product to more people, but you're going to be selling less successfully. And that is something that you need to be mindful of as you start to break into the evergreen space. Now, that being said, that means it's a direct indicator of the fact that it is harder to close people on an evergreen funnel. And that comes from so many different things. But the big thing is if your product is always for sale, it's really hard to convince people that they need to buy right now. But this comes with a big asterisk because the reality is there is software out there that will allow you to put deadlines inside of a funnel. So for example, when we have new subscribers go through our Facebook Ads mini course, they get a limited time offer where we offer them a bonus for buying within, I want to say, 3 days of going through the mini course. Now, that software knows that, hey, if Joe signs up on a Monday, that following Monday at midnight, his bonus is going to expire, right? Our software knows that. But that adds a con in that it's now starting to become more complex, right? It's not just a series of emails and a pitch. It's now multiple softwares. And as you start adding more software to a funnel, who's going to maintain that software? Who's going to keep an eye on those stats? Whose job on your team, or is it going to fall on you to go in and check, are our funnels converting? Is this working? How is everything going? You have to realize that, yes, it is passive income, but I said it before and I'll say it again. Passive income does not mean no work. Passive income means systems, structures, and processes allow sales to happen without your presence. Doesn't mean no work. Okay? So you now kind of have a sense of launch versus evergreen. So at the end of the day, which one is best for your business? Here's the short answer. If you've never launched your product before, you start with a live launch. Yes, evergreen's glamorous. Yes, it comes with the draw of automated revenue. But you need to realize that a live launch is the only true litmus test of how successful your product, service, or offering is going to be. That doesn't mean you need to do 80 webinars and a million things. It means you need to go out, drive a ton of people to your offer, give them a limited offer, whether that be time-bound, money-bound, give them a limited time to act on something, and test if your offer converts. Once you do that, you decide, do I want to launch it live again, or do I want to automate it? And it really comes down to what's best for your business. What's more important to you? You know, I'm someone who gets a massive thrill out of live launches, but they drain the life out of me. So I only like to do a handful of them a year. I don't want to be launching every single month. But I'm also someone who does like stability in my business. And so while I don't want to rely exclusively on evergreen funnels, I do have a couple of evergreen products, and I've turned my launches into launches where I have 6-month payment plans. So there's no right or wrong answer as to which one to do again, unless it's your first launch, and then the answer is a live launch. But go look at the pros and cons. My hope is that by listening to this episode, you're getting that I've gone in depth over what the benefits of each one is. And one is not better or worse than the other. They come with different benefits. There are things that work great and things that don't. And a really successful digital business balances these out. The people that I know doing really, really well, they have a mixture. They have evergreen products. They have launch products. They like to make everything play together. So ask yourself, hey, how do I want to serve these products? How do I want them to convert in the marketplace? How do I want to run my business? You know, one last thought here is that I've talked on the show about how, you know, we can look at the numbers. We can look at what converts. We can look at all this stuff. But at the end of the day, what makes you happy, right? You know, yeah, launches create a massive influx of cash, but if you hate launching with a passion and you're spending 60% of every quarter planning out and executing launches, you're going to be miserable. Maybe you only need to launch once or twice a year and do everything on that big launch. Or maybe launching is awesome and you get nothing out of passive sales because you love live interaction. Maybe you should launch every other month and work on setting up a sales funnel when you have time. See, I was thinking that when I started this episode or when I came up with the idea that at the end there would be this very clear black and white, which one do I do? But the reality is it's up to you. They both work. They both convert. They both come with their own struggles and benefits. So at the end of the day, it comes down to what do you want to happen in your business? Now, if you want a quick recap on the pros and cons of a live versus an evergreen launch, of course, you can get our show notes over at heartsoulhustle.com/68. Again, that's heartsoulhustle.com/68. We'll have the show notes over there for you. I've referenced a couple of other episodes that we'll make sure we link up in the show notes as well. But I want to leave you with this. At the end of the day, it comes down to making sure you're selling your product on a regular basis. Right? We want to make sure we're not getting swept up in the, well, I post on Facebook 8 times a day and I'm running some Facebook ads and I'm doing everything I saw in this course, but I'm not getting paid. Whether you're launching or you're doing an evergreen funnel, the big thing you're doing is putting your product out there with a price tag, with constraints, and telling people, buy now. At the end of the day, whether we like it or not, we are salespeople and marketers, and we have to get good at feeling comfortable and confident pitching our product. So check out those show notes. Decide what kind of launch is right for you for your current or next products. Until next time, keep hustling, and I cannot wait to see what kind of launches you pull off.
Thanks for listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. For more great stuff, be sure to visit heartsoulhustle.com.